Which Wi-Fi meter is best for measuring high currents and power in hard-to-reach places? An interesting option could be the Sonoff POW CT, which stands out thanks to its external antenna that improves wireless range, a screen displaying measurements without the need to check the app, and a CT transformer capable of measuring currents up to 100 amps. It's quite expensive at 150 zloty, but is it worth it? The whole system is compatible with the eWeLink app, where you can view measurement history and export data.
It supports automation and scheduling. It also features a small 2-amp relay for controlling lighter loads. For heavier loads, however, a contactor must be used. The device's FCC ID is 2APN5POWCT. This isn't just another no-name product from China. User manual and wiring diagram. Pairing went smoothly, and the readings were available in the app a moment later. You can also see some information on the display. It shows the current power reading and total energy consumption, which can be reset in the app.
Finally, I decided to have a look inside. There are screws here, so there's no need to damage the casing. Everything is neat and tidy. The device's design is somewhat surprising. A fuse? A varistor? A filter capacitor? I'm seeing this less and less often. What's more, inside there's a full-fledged flyback power supply, providing galvanic isolation from the mains. Cheaper products tend to use step-down converters, non-isolated ones, meaning that the live wire could potentially end up at Earth on the ESP32 or BK. This is handled by the surface-mounted LP3667. Next comes the low-voltage section. At the heart of the device is the ESP32, a microcontroller supporting Wi-Fi and Bluetooth wireless communication. The CSE7761 is used for energy measurement, whilst the display is handled by the TM1621. The CSE communicates with the ESP via UART, although it also supports SPI. The TM1621 is controlled via a four-wire bus, the CS, chip select, data, read, and write pins. In addition, there is a large number of test pads. I've collected a log from the ESP32's TX pin. It indicates that secure boot is not enabled, so it is potentially possible to flash new firmware. The GPIO pin assignments for this Sonoff model are generally known. GPIO 00, push button, high equals off, low equals on. GPIO 05, TM1621DA. GPIO 13, status LED, high equals off, low equals on. GPIO 15, Wi-Fi LED. GPIO 17, TM1621CS. GPIO 18, TM1621WR. GPIO 21, Relay 1. GPIO 23, TM1621WR. GPIO 25, CSE7761RX. GPIO 26, CSE7761TX. Programming pins are available on the PCB, UART and power supply. GPIO 0 is on a button, so in principle you can press it while supplying power from your own safe power supply, and you don't even need to solder. To sum up, this isn't just any old budget Tuya meter. You can even tell from the electronics that it's built to a slightly higher standard. Furthermore, the antenna connector and current transformer make installation easier in various hard-to-reach places, including inside a cupboard. The antenna can be easily routed outside. Some might complain that the onboard relay is too weak. After all, 2 amps isn't enough for a single phase, but there's nothing to stop you from connecting your own contactor to it. Do you use this type of Sonoff device?